listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
This is Pharmacy Crossroads with your host, community pharmacy business veteran, the road trip guy, Bruce Neeland. Community pharmacy is at a crossroads. Pharmacy owners across the country are evolving their pharmacy businesses and making a bigger impact on their communities. Bruce talks with the most innovative community pharmacy owners, pharmacy industry experts, and people who are passionate about the business of pharmacy and its impact on community healthcare. Pharmacy Crossroads is a member of the Pharmacy Podcast Network. And now, here's our host, Bruce Neeland.
Well, hello, everybody. This is Bruce Neeland with another episode of Pharmacy Crossroads. And I'm delighted today to have on the line with me Joe McCamey. Joe and I met some 15, 16 years ago when I was doing my first road trip and had an opportunity to visit him and his owner and was delighted to meet them. And they have built a new building since then. So we may find a little bit out about what they've got in terms of physical facility, but I'm excited to have him. And he's joined with Joel Flaker. Joel is the CEO of Suncrest Solutions, and they are sponsoring today's episode. And they're the makers of HangRx, RX Medic, and DisplayRx. Three technologies that are helping pharmacists do more and be better. And we'll weed a little bit into that, into the conversation here. So, Joe, I'm going to ask you to start with just a little bit of background about Markram's Pharmacy. Where are you? What's the footprint like? And what's some new and unique thing you're doing out there?
Sure. So we've been in Manchester, Tennessee since 1978. So we've been around a few years. It's been good. Of course, as you know, with everybody, it's been challenging over these past several years to figure out what can we do to, of course, everybody's fighting the reimbursement challenge. So, you know, we're trying to do things with technology that help make us more efficient. We're trying to do things more in, utilizing pharmacists as providers better. So we're doing some point of care testing, things like that. We're really super focused on doing things with our SYNC program. We, of course, along with our SYNC program, we do the packaging with a rapid pack. And that opens the door for us to do medical at home. And I know a lot of people are exploring the medical at home world right now, which is at least it's a little better reimbursement for us. So those are a few things we're doing. We actually 2 years ago opened our own insurance agency that primarily focuses on Medicare. And so we're able to help walk patients through that whole process now, which has been really good. And that's actually blossomed into marketplace insurance. So we didn't really ever see that happening. But now, of course, we can write marketplace insurance for people. So just trying to find the different products and services that are useful for and useful for serving our local community and beyond. So we're currently also exploring a private label line of vitamins and supplements because we think that's a real need out there right now, especially with the GLP-1s. So there's a lot of things that those medications deplete you of, or a lot of things that happen, like with muscle loss and things like that, that we want to help people be able to remain healthy while they're taking those drugs. Everybody wants to lose weight, but we want to make sure they do it the right way. So just all kinds of different things like that. So lots of irons in the fire.
That's a pretty good list of the template for looking forward. So Joel, who's Suncrest Solutions?
So I started Suncrest Solutions about 15 years ago. Basically, I started with HangRx, a pharmacy will call system, and we started actually with a very simple will call system that's just a barcoded bag and track what's in will call, what's in delivery, what's on hold, what needs to be returned to stock and so forth. And then we added the lights to the bags, which was a light stick that would go down to the bottom of the bag. And then recently we had the opportunity to acquire the RX Medic ARS, which is a very solid, good will call system where the light's actually part of the handle. So we took that opportunity, purchased and switched over to that product. We also have two other products, DisplayRX, which you mentioned, which is a display board hanging in the waiting area, which is popular with one of the medical centers, student centers where people are coming in, seeing the physicians and then waiting for their prescriptions. One side shows ads, pharmacy, different ads that they want to show, and the other side will notify the customer when their prescriptions are ready or they're ready to be seen. And then we have, along with that, a check-in kiosk with a queue management system to go with that. And so over the years, we've just added additional products, and we're looking to add additional, keep adding additional products. So here we are.
Well, Joe came on board with us.
I was just going to say, Joe came on board with us. Actually, he was a previous RX Medic customer, and he has been fantastic working with us. And he really loves the RX Medic system, obviously, and he's been a great cheerleader for that system.
Yep.
Well, thanks, Joel. And it sounds to me like you have that whole patient encounter in the front of the pharmacy, the will call bin and all that stuff, got a pretty good handle on that. And that's a great way to improve efficiency and customer service. So, Joe, we're going to go back to you. You talked about a lot of things at the beginning. I know we had a short list of things that we might want to focus on. Have you picked one of those, or do I get to pick?
Well, why don't you pick, Bruce? It's your show.
Well, yeah, thank you. I guess I was intrigued with inventory management.
Sure.
With cash flow being a big issue right now, what are you doing with inventory management? Have you got any, programs? You mentioned MedSync. I don't know whether you got a software system helping you. What's going on with inventory management?
Absolutely. So inventory management is huge right now because of obviously the cash flow issues and the DIR crunch and all that. So we've just gotten real serious about going, okay, on our brand name medications. One, if you're on a brand name medication, we try our hardest to make sure that you are on MedSync so that we're not keeping this extra stock that, are we going to sell it? Are we not going to sell it? Is it going to sit there? Is it not going to sit there? On those brand name medications, we've also just tightened up our reorder points. So we utilize Pioneer as our pharmacy management system. And through Pioneer, we're managing inventory. We are also handling our sync program through that as well. So,
and I guess a plug for RX Medic. Are you using that device to help find stuff in the system that hasn't been picked up?
Yeah. So it actually makes that process so much easier. So, I mentioned earlier, we're constantly exploring for technology and ways to utilize technology to help us be more efficient. And, pretty much any pharmacy management system now, you can run the report that says, show me, prescriptions that have been will call X number of days or older. And then, you go in and you pull those, right? And so in the old days, we would print it, you'd have a hard copy list and you'd go one by one and you'd pick those out, right? And it was just so frustrating. And then they would inevitably, there would be those that get missed and that kind of thing. So with the RX Medic ARS bagging system, the light up bagging system, we run the report in Pioneer and we hit a button that says light all bags. And then all the bags, that have things that need to be returned to stock, light up, and you just go grab all the ones that are lit. And once you grab those, you're good to go. So it's been a huge time saver. And of course, getting some of those prescriptions back into inventory so that we're not having to reorder as often and that kind of thing has been huge as well.
Have you ever used it to find somebody comes in, they're standing there, they need a script fill, and you've only got 17 in the bottle. And so you go to your will call to find where to find the other 13.
Sure. So, you know, to your point, exactly, people come in and, you know, it's maybe it's not a commonly used drug, or maybe it is, and we're just running low. And so I guess it's the old, you know, robbing from Peter to pay Paul. And so you just look that prescription up, you look that drug up and say, okay, who's got that? You hit it, you hit light bag, and of course it just lights it up for you. You can go right to it. So it definitely helps find that.
Well, I'm going to ask you, you've kind of zoomed through a bunch of patient services that you're talking about. I will mention that when I visited you some 15, 16 years ago, you were among the first people who I saw had created a little menu of services that you provided that you charged cash for. And have you grown in that arena? Has cash paid services become a major part of your business?
You know, Bruce, honestly, I wish it was a greater part of our business when it boils down to it. Not only from the profitability standpoint, but from an access to care standpoint. You know, let's just take something as simple as a cholesterol check.
Right.
You know, a lot of people just they need to know that they don't want to make the appointment to go get their labs drawn and things like that. So here we have that opportunity for them to stop by, and relatively inexpensively. I think our cash price for that's $30 right now. And, you know, they get the results immediately, and they know if, you know, they need to take some type of action or not.
Yeah. And, you know, it's funny because I had a neighbor who I'm bragging to my neighbors about what they can happen in an independent pharmacy. And I mentioned cholesterol test because she was, you know, worried about that. And, you know, I called 8 pharmacies in my area to try to find one doing it. And I couldn't. So it's it's an opportunity waiting to happen. But sure, there's a need for it out there.
This episode of Pharmacy Crossroads is brought to you by Suncrest Solutions. Suncrest Solutions has a long history of providing pharmacies with tools and technology geared towards making prescription pickup faster and easier. The company recently acquired RX Medic, a pick-to-light will-call system where the prescription bags, using an LED light system, lights up when the clerk types in the patient's name or phone number, making it fast, easy, and accurate for pharmacy staff to find the right bag for the right patient. You can learn more at www.suncrestsolutions.com. Once again, that's SUNCRESTSOLUTIONS.com. Now, back to our program.
So let's move on. So technology. What's your attitude towards technology, and what's your strategy for deciding when you're going to look for something and when you're going to pass?
So yeah, that's a great question in terms of trying to figure out when it makes sense and when it doesn't make sense. So to make the long story short, before I even started, and I started here at the pharmacy in 2005, they already had a vial filling robot. And so for us, even from that early decision, it was, is it going to make the patient experience better? And that includes not just how fast that they get their medication, but it also includes how accurate is what we fill. You know, is it the right thing? Is it the right quantity? All those kinds of things. And so we determined that was going to increase it was going to improve the patient experience. And at the same time, hopefully it was going to make us more efficient. So it really, for us, automation and technology is all about, does it improve the experience in the end? It's not always necessarily about what's the exact ROI. Now, don't get me wrong. We definitely consider ROI. You know, we've passed on things that are super expensive because it just doesn't make sense. Other times, we will jump right in to something. So long story short, with the RX Medic, we actually went to them because our vial filling robot was basically being sunsetted. And so we were looking for a new one, and we went to RX Medic, and they had one that would do the old triangular vials. And I think some people still use those triangular vials. And so we went out and talked to him. And as we were talking to him, I was really actually as interested in, if not more interested in, the light up will call bagging system, but just didn't know if I wanted to take that leap or not, and spend that money. And so as we were negotiating on the vial filling machine, I told the guy, I said, hey, if you'll throw in the bagging system, we'll buy your robot. And it felt kind of like a used car deal in the moment. And he goes, well, let me go talk to my manager. So I said, okay, that's fine. And so he came back and he said, we'll do it. And to make the long story short, we were the only person that ever in the history of the world had a vial filling robot from RX Medic that did the triangular vials. So you can imagine, if we were the only one ever in the history of the world, how great that experience was. It was not great. They did the right thing, though. They bought the robot back from us. They let us keep the bagging system. So it worked out well for us. 6 months later, they go out of business. And we are, we're plugging along with our, with our RX Medic bagging system, the light up bagging. It was going great. And finally, I was like, guys, we're going to end up in a bad position if this RX Medic server ever dies. So we need to go back to at least semi-alphabetical order and get things kind of in line for if and when, because all computers will eventually fail, it goes down. And then I was like, we probably should just get used to not using it at all. And let me tell you, my staff was fit to be tied when I told them that we were going to sunset our RX Medic bagging system. I was like, it's just not worth the risk because what's going to happen someday when it completely goes down. And probably 2 months later, and again, my staff, they were so frustrated at me. Probably 2 months later, I hear this rumor that Suncrest had bought or was buying the RX Medic bagging system. And so I reached out to Joel pretty fast and I'm like, hey, is this true? And we were so excited. And we immediately were like, we're back on board. My staff was super happy, and I'm not making this stuff up. Joel doesn't pay me anything, to say anything like that. But it really the staff loves it. It makes it a ton easier. We went through with alphabetizing. Everybody tries to alphabetize. I don't know what it is about. Maybe it's Common Core education. People just don't know the alphabet anymore. I don't know. And then we went through barcodes what I called numericized instead of alphabetized. So the system could track that numerical barcode. You put things in numerical order. And lo and behold, people can't put things in numerical order either. I don't fully understand. But what they can do is scan a bottle, scan a bag, drop the medication in, and hang it on the shelf. And then you just hit the little button and it lights up and they love it. So,
well, that's a great rundown. Joel, I'm going to invite you to talk about two or three of the most common workflow customer service benefits that people like Joe say they get from the RX Medic.
I'd say the number one time savings that we hear over and over again is return to stock. Rather than going in and looking at every bag and looking at the dates and pulling those and, length of time, especially if you're doing 300 or 400 prescriptions plus a day, that's extremely time consuming. So when people can just turn on the lights and go pull those bags in a couple minutes, that's probably the number one benefit that people just love right off the bat. And then obviously the second one is being able to find a prescription. Joe just mentioned it, hanging the prescription under the wrong letter or in the wrong area, and then trying to find it and not being able to locate a prescription. Being able to put the light on the bag, turn it on, and finding it immediately is, it's huge. That's down on the, especially when a customer's sitting right in front of you, and your technician's in there searching for the bag and the customer's just sitting there saying, how organized are you guys? So So I think that really is the two benefits. That's the two largest benefits. I don't know that there's a huge third
I'm going to throw in my personal favorite. It's just the customer wow experience. I mean, Joe, have you had a customer comment on, hey, that's pretty cool?
Oh, 100%. We get that on a regular basis. People are like, oh, that's neat. That lights up. And, you know, we've even had it happen where our you know, customer service person will have a hard time finding the bag. And, you know, it's blinking or whatever. But, you know, sometimes you just, everybody kind of zones out for a second. And the patient will be like, oh, there it is over there. And so sure enough, they'll point it out and they're like helping us do our job. So now I'll say one thing too, as far as benefits that Joel was talking about, it's almost kind of like the MedSync of will call and hear me out on this. And we were talking about this the other day, literally here in the pharmacy, is MedSync doesn't necessarily take any work away. It just shifts it to where you can do it in the times where you have downtime, right? And so I think one of the big advantages of a bagging system like this is it takes, and it may not necessarily save a ton of time as far as the general bagging process goes, but it shifts it to where you're putting things in bags when you have downtime so that when you are in that super busy time, you can find them real easy, right? So it's it shifts the work to where you're doing the work when you've got the time. And then when you don't have the time, it makes it super simple to find the work that you previously did. So like you're setting yourself up for success by using a system like that.
That's an interesting comment. So another detail about Markram. So the place has been there since 78. They were one of those pharmacies that I visited on my first road trip because you were really forward thinking in a lot of things that you were doing. And it was one of the silly things. I remember in the old pharmacy, you had a kind of like separate portals for people to walk up and pick up their prescriptions. Do you remember that? And what was that all about?
Sure. So, oh goodness, you're challenging me to go back a long time ago. So I will tell you probably the best thing to say, and Ray actually mentioned this again, just in the past couple of weeks, we were talking about just moving things around and changing things up. And his whole concept was you probably need to change things up about every 5 years. You need to do something to shake up what you're doing in the pharmacy from a workflow standpoint, because it's going to uncover different issues and challenges that you have maybe in the pharmacy or that your patients have. So every so often we would just try, you know, different ways to engage our patients or different ways to move things through workflow. So it was one of those times, I'm sure, that we had shifted things around. I think that particular time, what we had done is our checkout in that old building was actually in the very front of the building, and we had moved it back to the pharmacy counter. We didn't have tons of space, so we just felt like it would streamline everything better.
Well, that is what I was talking about, but it raises the question. So what have you changed in the last little while? What's the newest innovation you've made?
You know, I kind of felt like that you might ask that. So probably the newest innovation that we've made in terms of workflow. So
or customer, you know, just appeal to customers.
Sure. So we've made the decision a long time ago, and I would revisit this now just because culture is so different, that we chose not to have a robust delivery program. We chose to utilize our delivery program for people who really couldn't get out and that kind of thing. And the reason is Ray always felt like that we could provide better healthcare because we viewed ourselves as a healthcare destination, not just as a retail place where somebody comes and picks something up. So the importance of that in what I'm about to say is because of that, we tend to have a lot more foot traffic in the store than maybe another pharmacy that's doing our similar volume, because they're, you know, they might be delivering, you know, 30 or 40% of their prescriptions. And so they just don't have that many people in the store. And with that, you know, a lot of people in the store comes a lot of opportunity to share and to talk to people and that kind of thing. So one thing we implemented was similar to what Joel's talking about. And when he mentioned it, I was kind of frustrated at him because I'm not sure exactly what he's talking about with his check-in kiosk. We might need to talk about this afterward, Joel, but we have a computer program. It's web-based. It's HIPAA compliant, that when people come into the store, the very first thing we do with anybody is we put them in this check-in system. And so we have anybody that's waiting in the store, it's separate apart from Pioneer, separate apart from any pharmacy management system, so that we always know who is in our store right now. That way, nobody gets lost, right? So you can see, hey, these people are in the store. Why, this person's been here 20, 30 minutes. Like, what's going on? And I'll tell you this, this past Saturday, we're not perfect by any stretch. This past Saturday, as a matter of fact, that for whatever reason, the staff was not using our check-in system. And sure enough, we had a lady sit in the pharmacy over an hour before she walks back up and is like, what's going on? And it was something that should have taken us 5 or 10 minutes. And it, all because we didn't track her properly. So it still takes people to run systems, but that in place has been huge for us. Probably the other thing that we're doing a lot of that's been good for us is we're doing a lot of text messaging. So whether that's direct text messaging with the patient about, you know, when their prescriptions are ready or what's going on, or they're going to need a prior approval or whatever, or probably more cutting edge is we're doing some automated text messaging. So if a patient, for example, when flu season, you know, came about, you know, we initially had more of the you know, the vaccine that really 65 and over people are, so for whatever reason, it just the quadrivalent. It just left me. So we knew we had a lot of that in. So I targeted people 65 and over, and when they filled a prescription in our pharmacy through our pharmacy management system, it automatically sent a text message to them. Hey, we're currently filling a prescription for you. Please make some time this afternoon, or please make some time to when you stop by, and you can go ahead and receive your flu shot, or schedule a time here. And we gave them a link, right? And so that increased our flu vaccines.
Wow.
This year. So just things like that. And we've got 3 or 4 examples of things like that that we're doing. And we want to do more of it. We want to do, you know, the whole, you know, antibiotic, probiotic, you know, everybody talks about that, right? So we want to send out a text message automated about that. Or if you're on a statin, you need to have a CoQ10 or you know, all those things. Yeah. We want those engagements, interactions to be automated. Better for the patient, better for our staff, profitable for the business. Everybody wins.
Joe, you're amazing. Joel, I'll invite you to comment on that. We've only got a couple minutes left, but ask a question or wrap up your feelings about what's going on at Markram's Pharmacy.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Joe is on top of technology and always looking and stretching to, you know, try to make his pharmacy better. It's interesting that you talked about it. A queue management system. I haven't talked to a retail pharmacy who's doing that. So that's actually interesting. And I think it's a fantastic idea, obviously, to be able to track. And I mean, you know, have somebody check in and you know how long they've been there and make sure they don't fall, you know, get missed amongst, you know, your other patients. So, I mean, I think it's fantastic. So,
well, thank you both. It's an honor to be on the air with you. And Joel, thanks again to Suncrest Solutions for sponsoring this episode and reigniting my relationship with Joe McCamey, who's a remarkable operations manager for Markram's Pharmacy, which is a remarkable pharmacy in Central Tennessee, as I recall, right?
That's right.
There in the middle.
There's
a lot going on in the industry and in the profession. And, you know, Joe was eager to say, but said right up front, things aren't easy and they're struggling, but they continue to fight the good fight and they continue to find things to do that appeal to consumers and appeal to prescribers. And I think that's something that we often overlook. We didn't get into it here, but, you know, how can we deal with our physicians and prescribers and provide services that will help them solve their problems with their patients? And, you know, I'm always interested to remember they've got star ratings too. And I'm a type 2 diabetic who refuses to take a statin and it drives my doctor crazy. So it's one of those interesting things. But with that, friends and neighbors and pharmacy fans and pharmacy owners, I'm going to say this is it for today from a Pharmacy Crossroads. And as always, we're hoping that something we shared with you today will help you do more and be better.
Thanks for listening to Pharmacy Crossroads. If you're interested in talking with Bruce, please contact the show. Visit pharmacycrossroads.com. We look forward to hearing from you.